Hundreds of migrants crossed the border from Mexico to El Paso, Texas, over the weekend in the hopes of obtaining asylum. Most of them are reportedly from Nicaragua. The large group arrives at a time when El Paso is struggling with the influx of migrants. Aurelis Hernandez is the national correspondent for The Washington Post, and she joins us from San Antonio. Hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So I know you spoke to Mexican authorities about this crossing. What have you learned about this very large group of people?
This apparently is a group of people who've been traveling across Mexico, across Central America for some time and talking to Mexican officials last night. Some of them were actually carrying, permission visas or permission to be in the country for 15, 30 days through Mexico, meaning they had been there for a long time. And they seem to have originated from a caravan of buses from the town of Jimenez, which is in the south of Chihuahua State, where Ciudad Juarez is located. And they came off the buses together and crossed en masse. Now, we've heard a lot about caravans in the news in recent years, but this is actually, according to Mexican officials, the first actual caravan that has come to Ciudad Juarez, El Paso, with the intent of crossing en masse.
You know, I think people might be wondering, because we've heard about Title 42 stopping migrants at the border, not allowing them into the United States. It is still in effect until next week. So how are they coming into the United States?
Well, to be clear, people from Nicaragua, and it also includes folks from other South American countries, are not covered by Title 42. So if you recall, in October, the Biden administration actually expanded that authority to include Venezuelans, because that was the big group at the time. But Nicaraguans, Colombianos, Ecuadorians, Peruvians, these folks do not fall under the authority of Title 42, meaning they had an agreement with with Mexico to take those people back over the border. So instead, they have other authorities at their disposal, Title 8. Some countries who their citizens have been detected at the border are taking flights back of these folks. In some cases, the administration is using expedited removal. So there are other tools, but Title 42 in this particular instance doesn't apply to all national groups.
Got it. Now, on its website, the city of El Paso said the majority of the refugees and migrants who are arriving, as you mentioned, from Venezuela, Nicaragua, but also from Ecuador and El Salvador, and it says they're escaping, quote, economic devastation and extreme crime. Do you think El Paso residents know that many of the people coming are trying to make asylum claims?
Well, so El Paso Juarez, and I'm saying them both in the same breath because they're essentially the same community, right, binational community. They are used to this. This is one. They have one of the most sophisticated, sort of, longest-lasting humanitarian infrastructure along the southwest border, particularly in Texas. And so they're used to this. They've been able to adapt and build out their civil and NGO volunteer network to meet the demands of changing immigration policy. Now, that said, they're reaching capacity. They have, reached capacity before, but in this case, El Paso Juarez on both sides of the border are struggling to find places to put people, right? Because El Paso Juarez is just a pass-through for many of these individuals and these families. They're headed for other U.S. cities.
I mean, we're hearing those stories. Shelters are filled. People are sleeping on the streets. What is the plan? Is there a plan by the city to deal with these many more migrants coming in at the moment?
So El Paso City and El Paso County, as I mentioned, have a long history of working on these issues and have pretty close relationships with federal officials in Customs and Border Protection, as well as other federal agencies. But in my conversations yesterday with some of those NGOs, it does not seem like there's been a specific plan communicated, in part because the administration is still fighting to make sure that this public health order stays in place. Now, in the past, like I said, there have been other iterations of similar near crises. And so there are options, opening up other shelters or, raising attention to build, nonprofit money so that these folks can get more volunteers and whatnot. But as of yet, apart from what the administration outlined last April, and increasing the use of other authorities, there isn't a specific sort of federal civil service NGO plan to absorb these folks.
And we've seen some of them being placed on buses and sent to other cities like New York and the East Coast. Can you very quickly, we only have a few seconds left, but any idea of when Title 42 is slated to end next week, a plan from the Biden administration?
Well, so the date that everyone, the magic date that everyone's looking at is December 21st. That's when it's back in court. But it looks like there are some machinations going on right now. Some of the states are looking to get, you know, intervention by other courts.
Unfortunately, we have to leave it right there. Arelis Hernandez, national correspondent for The Washington Post, joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.